Mexican cartel dumps dismembered body outside border state mayor's office. By Cartel Chronicles on January 28, 2019. Monterrey, Nuevo León, a group of cartel hitmen left three bags containing dismembered human body parts outside of the mayor's office in the city of Zihuazua. A narco message placed at the scene, claiming that a faction of Los Zetas called Cartel del Noreste would be cleaning the area of rivals. Mexican law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News that the body parts inside the three trash bags all came from one victim. Zihuazua sits just north of the Monterrey metropolitan area along the highway that connects to Nuevo Laredo, the headquarters of Los Zetas. Authorities were able to identify the victim as 34-year-old Arturo Alberto Barron Hernandez, a former member of the Mexican army who later drove an unregistered taxicab. Law enforcement sources say Barron was kidnapped one day before the discovery. The victim was tortured before being dismembered and placed into the trash bags. The cartel hitman placed a narco message threatening members of the Gulf Cartel and Old School Z faction of Los Zetas that they would meet a similar fate. The message was signed by CDN Special Forces, a group under orders of Raul El Tori Luna Luna. The hit squad built a reputation for leaving ice chests or trash bags with dismembered body parts outside of government buildings to intimidate law enforcement. The group has also carried out numerous attacks on police. The man known as El Tori is the same cartel boss behind a 2008 grenade attack against the U.S. Consulate General in Monterrey. El Tori and his men threw a grenade and fired their weapons at the U.S. building. Even though he was sentenced to more than 20 years after his 2010 capture, El Tori was able to regain his freedom through suspicious legal maneuvers with the help of Cartel Jalisco New Generation. After his release, El Tori took operational control of the CDN and is engaged in a fierce war to expand the territories controlled by the CDN. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.